Oh, you took the clock down. Oh. Nice try. Nice try. Today's my anniversary. I'm out of here. I'm out. I have been married for 23 years today. Actually, 23 years ago today, the ceremony was just finishing. And, okay, what time is it? About 11:30? No, we had the longest ceremony ever. So we were, like, still in it. We started at 10:45. I refused to be late. I actually came 10 minutes early. They refused to let me out of the limo. They said, all brides are late. I said, not this one. Let me out. He didn't. It was scary. It was like a Taken moment. The limo drove around. Finally let me out and into the church, 10:45. I was like, nah, I've been waiting. I'm getting married today. But we were really broke college students. Now we're broke, not college students, but we're... And so we had all of our friends in the wedding party, and they did everything. And they played the piano, and they sang. So, like, we had, we went in for our wedding for an hour. So, like, 15 more minutes than we're, you know. But anyway, so I'm glad the clock is there. I'm not going to be looking at you guys the whole time. I'm just going to look at the clock right there. Okay. I'm excited for you guys. I know Kwesi Barnes. I felt like... That's my friend! I was really excited. I have been praying for you guys since I knew you were looking for a pastor. I have been praying so hard, and I was even telling my friends, oh, you should go to West Hudson and submit an application there or whatever, because they are the most amazing people. Well, only the friends I would recommend. The other ones, not so much. But, you know, we do have pastor friends that at times, you know, are just looking for a change, or God is moving them on, their cloud is moving. And so I've actually preached at Brother Kwesi's church, and where he has led the service. And I just sit in awe of him sometimes, right? Because he is so energetic and so encouraging and so enthusiastic. And then sometimes it's when it's offering time, you'll have fun with that. I won't give you the secrets of Brother Kwesi's offering time, but it is fantastic. But I am not to influence you, right? So I'll stop talking about my friend and just remind you again, like your board members have already told you, you need to pray because he will shepherd you. His wife will help shepherd, right? Of course, he's the lead, but she'll have to support him and then shepherd her own baby boy, right? So, wow, I'm excited for a new season for you guys. I am apparently not going to be preaching God's word today because no one preached my sermon this morning. I'm out of his will, I think. You're not recording that part, right? The out of his will part, because that's awkward. Oh, you are. No, that's not true. So I did pray when I found out I was going to be able to speak here this morning, and I asked God, like, can I preach about marriage? Because I really love preaching about marriage. Marriage is like, I have passions, right, in life, and one of them is to preach about marriage. One of them is to preach about education. Yes, you can preach about education and children, and I love to preach about youth, right? So I said, God, I just want to talk about marriage, and he said, no. Okay, well, there it is. And so this morning, I'm going to talk to you about some songs. See, Christmas season for me is like a huge thing because we listen to Christmas music sometimes in July. Amen. Right? See, because that's because you married a Quiñones. That's why, right? So Christmas is a huge deal. But right around after Thanksgiving, we really kick into high gear with the Christmas music. It is a big, big thing. I mean, we do not listen to anything else pretty much except for Christmas music. But there's some good Christmas music. And then not so good Christmas music. And I always seem to dislike the songs that everyone else thinks is the greatest song in the world. I'm okay with Jingle Bells right now. It's still on the nice list for me. Christmas Shoes, Dead Moms at Christmas. No. I'm sorry if you like that song. Don't come to me after and tell me how it's your favorite song. It's not my favorite song. So now my kids know, right? The songs will come on the radio. My husband has songs he hates too, but the songs will come on the radio and the kids will go, right, you hate that song? Yes, I do. Here's a song that I absolutely dislike at Christmas. Feed the world, let them know it's Christmas time. If you listen to the, are you laughing at me or the baby? Because we're both really adorable this morning. In the song, Feed the World, Let Them Know It's Christmas Time, there's a line in that song that says, oh, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas. So how will they know it's Christmas? Do you know the song that I'm talking about? Don't make me sing it. Oh, wait, you're saying sing it? Oh, you know the song, yeah. No, Christmas has nothing to do with snow in Africa. And by the way, sometimes there's snow in Africa. So that is my pet peeve song. I just wanted to share it with you. I hope that you think of other songs that should not be on the radio and have nothing to do with Jesus, like Santa Baby. You know the song, like, he slips her a roofie and, like, knocks her out and takes her hat. Not sure if that's the best Christmas song in the world. Are you good? I'm going to bring you back now. Pet peeve song. I promise there's a point. I wanted to give you a little giggle because the sermon is not an easy one for me this morning. So I wrote you a song as well. Because at Christmas, I know, I wrote you one. I'm not a singer. I sing harmonies. I don't sing melodies, ever. So here's a song that always comes up around this time. It's the most wonderful time of the year. My version. It's the most wonderful time of the year. With 10,000 kids' concerts and 20 church plays at some ugly shirt contest, and we're on our way. Oh, great. It's a Christmas buffet. There'll be grab bags for classrooms and snow on the ground. Can't find gloves or my hat or my boots. What's that sound? Oh, that's just my cat in the tree. It is the most wonderful time of the year. I love that you invited me to your Christmas play on the day of our Christmas play. I was actually trying to figure out how to get from your Christmas play to my Christmas play because we start church later. I'm like, can I do it? I think I can. No, I can't. What is wrong with me? If you will allow me, if we allow the holiday season to be filled with all those holiday greetings and happy meetings and parties for hosting and caroling out in the snow, I promise you that you will be stressed. It will be chaotic. Let me give you a little bit of insight into my last few weeks. In the past 2 weeks and in the upcoming week, I have been to 2 holiday concerts because those kids go to public school and they're not Christmas concerts. They're Sounds of the Seasons concerts. I've picked up my daughter from college in Pennsylvania. I've done some shopping. Thank you, Amazon Prime. I've done some payroll at my job. I've written a sermon. After this, I'll celebrate 23 years of marriage. I have participated in a crazy shirt contest. I have been to a young person's cabaret at a public school because, again, no Christmas. It's got to be Sounds of the Season. I have a concert on Monday. I have a staff party on Tuesday. I've made a gallon of coquito and 3 coquito pies. Without rum. We love Jesus. And I am not done. I am so confident that many of your weeks look very similarly to mine. But this week, my world came to a screeching halt. So I'm just going to back up a little bit. About 2 or maybe 2.5 weeks ago, one of our former parents just really lay heavily on my heart, and I know for sure that God placed her on my heart for a reason. And I said, I wonder how I can get in touch with her. We'll have to give her a call or something. Do you know, it was not but maybe 3 days later that I see her walking in front of my car, and I honked the horn, and I rolled down my window, and I said, God has placed you on my heart last week. How are you doing? And she said, we are going through a family tragedy right now. And I knew that that was God, because when he placed her on my heart, I prayed for her immediately. But then I see her there, and she said, would you please call me? And yeah, I could please call you, but then I ran back to my office, and I was doing payroll and dealing with staff and dealing with children and dealing with this and dealing with that. And all of a sudden, I realized I had never called her. And a staff member sent me a text and said, isn't this one of our parents? And it was RLS Media. And RLS Media will give you all the news from very urban areas, Elizabeth, Newark, and all these places. And she says, I don't mean to gossip, but isn't this one of our parents? That parent was murdered and succumbed to their injuries. So when I had seen the mom that day, she said, this happened, and the child's father was still alive. And so we still prayed, and I knew I still had to call. But it was the very next week that he succumbed to his injuries and passed away in a very brutal fashion. And so all these plates that I had been spinning with crazy shirt contest, because that was literally happening the morning that I received the text, and whose Christmas concert is today, and does Earl have a basketball game? You're not getting $5 for that. And where is Joaquin going to be? And you're not getting $5 either. And is Prisca going to be able to substitute for me because everyone is out? I get this text, and every plate stopped. I felt like every plate came crashing down. Because my father, 25 years ago, in the month of December, was also murdered. And so I'm sitting at my desk, and the tears, I'm just really trying to keep it together. Because a preschool director doesn't normally just sit in her office crying. But this was one of our parents. This was one of the dads that came in and walked his child in every day, a proud dad. He paid his copay weekly. I mean, this Christmas, our little girl that had been with us since she was about 2 years old will be without a father, and her mother will be without a partner. It was a nightmare in my office that day, because I had gone to Rite Aid to pick up gift cards for these crazy shirts, and now we're trying to judge everything, and I'm looking at my phone, and I'm just in shock. Stunned, and my world stopped, and I just pretty much sat there in tears, and in my silence, he spoke to me and said, this is why my son was sent to be born. And then a song fell in my heart next, with the real lyrics, not my fake lyrics. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. And then we know the rest. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night. Oh, holy night. Oh, night divine. And today, the world is weary, and they need to know about the Savior and the peace that he brings. I would have easily loved to have talked to you about marriage today, but I feel that this month is too chaotic for us, and sometimes we lose what we're really supposed to be focusing on. And that is a birth of a Savior who will bring peace. So let's pray. Lord, we're excited about the things that are happening here at West Hudson. I pray that you would do a miraculous work. Lord, today I pray that this sermon will touch even just one heart who needs peace this morning. Lord, I thank you that you went above and beyond for us, and that you love us so much that you sent your Son. Thank you, God, for that. We thank you for all the things that you're going to do. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines peace as freedom from disturbance, quiet, tranquility, and mental calm, serenity. And its antonyms, the opposites, are agitation and distress. When I look back at my week, I look like this. I'm agitated. My children don't know what to do with me because they keep coming up to me and saying, can I have $20 for this? Dude, really? Where are you going? Well, I have a trip. Okay, get a job. I won't tell you which kid it is so I don't have to pay them. Because it's Christmas month and they keep asking me for money. So, how appropriate is it then during the Christmas season that we reference Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6? I'm sure you have it memorized because it's probably used every single year, but would you please turn to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 for me this morning? Good job with the paper Bibles. You're going to need a pen and a piece of paper in a minute, too. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. I was looking up the word peace in Bible Gateway. 249 versions of the word peace are found in the English version of the NIV. So I just want you to take out a pen if you can and a piece of paper, because I want to give you some verses about peace that you might need during this time so that you can go back and reference them when maybe you've had 3 or 4 Christmas parties to go to. Because usually in our church, there was like a women's party, then there's the men's party, then there's the youth party, then there's the church party, then the kids have school parties. Mommy, can you make me this? I told them you could make mashed potatoes. That was a weird year. Can you bring a grab bag present? Can you take me here? I need to get out of school at 3, but back at school at 4. Can I take the train? Can I not take the... That is chaotic, and it is not what this is supposed to be about, and it's not supposed to be what it looks like. So if you've got a pen out, here we go. Here's just a few of the 249 in the NIV verses that have a form of the word peace. I need this one. Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. Peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 29, verse 11. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. The day that I received the text that said that this parent had succumbed to his injuries, I realized the reason I had peace, after a little bit of crying, was because I sat there and my mind was set on him. This Christmas season, I would like your mind to be set on him so that you can have peace. Isaiah 52, verse 7, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. This one we say sometimes during communion. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. My daughter reads this every single year before we open presents on Christmas morning. Luke chapter 2 is her job, and I might give her $5 for that. You heard them be salty in the front? Peace. Peace. Luke 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Acts 10:36. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. I can come up with a very eloquent sermon. I can give you 15 points and subpoints, and I can make it really, really pretty. But today has one point. Just one. Jesus was born Christmas Day, and one of the best gifts that he ever gave us was that he is coming as Prince of Peace. The gift that I'm getting today is the gift of peace. The Matthew Henry commentary states, as the Prince of Peace, he reconciles us to God. He is the giver of peace in our heart and our conscience. And when his kingdom is fully established, men shall learn war no more. The government shall be upon him. He shall bear the burden of it. Glorious things are spoken of Christ's government. There is no end to the increase of its peace, for the happiness of its subjects shall last forever. I got that from a commentary, and I couldn't cut it up. I didn't even want to paraphrase it. I wanted you to hear it exactly the way they wrote this. It has been quite a challenging week for me. I don't know what your week looks like. But this morning, as I consider what is chaotic about this season, I pause and I shift my focus on a child who is left fatherless at Christmas. And a God who loved that child and her mother so much that he sent his only son to be their Prince of Peace. Surely they're not alone in their agitation and their distress. Are you weary? Rejoice. His name shall be called Prince of Peace for you as well. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace, and the weary world rejoices. I've asked the sound men to play a song. I am not going to sing it. But I would love for you to stand. You're confused about the time. It's okay. I'm not adding to your chaos of the day. I'm rejoicing. So I've asked the sound men to play O Holy Night for us this morning. And as we close this morning, would you please sing along and make it a prayer? Did it come up? Okay, there are no vocals. Okay, so we'll need help. Stay standing, if you don't mind. That's one of my favorite songs. That one. I love all the Christmas songs. I tease about the other ones. I just love that they're singing about Christ most of the time. But I don't know if you're weary this morning. I really don't. And I don't know if you need peace this morning. But I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes. And at this time, if there is anybody who is feeling a bit weary this morning, if anyone this morning just needs a little bit of peace, as everyone's eyes are closed, because this is a private time this time, if there's anyone who is weary or just in need of peace this morning, would you just slip a hand up for me? You could put those hands down because I see them all over this sanctuary. Let's pray. God, you are so good to us. You have done the unimaginable. by taking your son and wrapping him in earthly form and sending him to us to be our Savior. Lord, I cannot comprehend what you, God, I cannot comprehend what you did for us because I cannot comprehend sending my own child for others. I cannot wrap my brain around the type of sacrifice you made this Christmas. But as I look across at this world, my God, and I see that we need peace, and I see that we are weary, I appreciate that. I appreciate the sacrifice that you have made. So we look across this congregation, there are people who are weary. They are tired. There, some may be agitated or distressed. Some need peace, my God. And I thank you that your son is our Prince of Peace. And he will give us a calm presence. And he will give us stability. And he will give us strength. Lord, I pray for every single person who raised their hands in this sanctuary today. And Lord, I pray that you would be their peace, that you would be their strength, that you would touch them, that you would meet their needs, that you would bring healing physically, spiritually, and financially. Lord, I thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, that you are our peace. Lord, I pray that this Christmas season, that our focus will not be on everything else, but that they would be on the one who came for us, dressed in earthly form. Lord, I pray for this congregation. I pray that you would watch over them, that you would protect them, that you would care for them as they surrender to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you can remember our little preschool, the preschool director is dealing with some tough stuff. And there are some children that really need Christ this Christmas. Thank you.